people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
All right, today we're talking about legacy, and I was thinking about this idea of legacies and famous people creating legacies, and that the idea nowadays is becoming even more about creating a legacy. A legacy, you know, what are people going to remember me by? And the word legacy originally meant real estate. It meant you left somebody some real estate. Predominantly, it was a gift. It was a physical gift. This is my legacy. Nowadays, legacy also means software that still works but is not optimal. So we have a new technological word, use rather, for the word legacy. And my dad was trying to create his legacy about a year and a half before he left, before he passed away. And I find interesting just even saying it that way. My father was trying to create his legacy a year and a half before he passed away. Nowadays, legacy is how you are remembered, what people think about you. And by that, I mean that my father realized he was in his mid-80s and he was going to pass away. So he decided to create orchestrate is too strong of a word, but schedule, put together his own funeral, what music would be played, where it would be. A lot of people do this. Who would speak, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So my father was attempting to create something that made sure that everyone remembered him in the highest and best light. Again, totally understandable. In the process of working with me on the legacy, on his funeral slash legacy, he asked me to speak, and I told him that I would rather not, that I am a professional speaker and that there's lots of other people who could speak. And so I would rather just be the grieving son, is how I put it. He flipped out and got so angry at me for not wanting to speak at his funeral. So I finally relented. Now, mind you, this is all about creating a legacy. So think of the legacy he's building in his middle son's mind. So then I agree to speak, and then he wants to give me everything that it is I'm supposed to say. He's literally going to, I'm not supposed to speak, I'm supposed to basically narrate. And it just struck me what a sad attempt it was to try and put a bow on a legacy when every day we create our legacy by the things that we do, don't do, and how we treat each other. So today I'm going to create a legacy. Today you are going to create a legacy. A legacy is not something that is optional. A legacy is something that is going to be created by all of us, and it's a memory that people have. One of the things that I've discovered after 20 plus years of being a professional speaker on stages is that often people don't remember so much what you said. They remember how you made them feel. And really, that's what our legacy needs to be about. It's about how other people feel in our presence. I've shared with you before that my ex-wife had this wonderful thing. She said that she always wanted people to smile when they thought of her. Isn't that dear? She wanted people to smile when they thought of her. So what do you want people to think, or what do you want people to feel when they think of you? I was thinking a tale of two legacies this morning. I was looking at Reddit a few days ago, and I shared with you that this woman went to an animal shelter to adopt a kitten. And so she looked at all the kittens and was trying to decide which kitten. And then she noticed this clump of bones and fur in a cage. And she decided that rather than getting a kitten, she could do that at any time. This was a 20-year-old cat, and she was not going to allow this cat to spend the last few years of its life or days of its life in a cage all alone. And I feel emotional every time I think of that story. It was such a great legacy. I say legacy because nowadays it is easier to create a legacy than it ever was. I mean, this woman shoots this image of herself adopting this cat. I think she shot it, or maybe it was the people at the adoption center. And it gets posted, and all of a sudden, literally tens of millions of people are seeing it. All of a sudden, you've gone from obscurity to being famous for simply having done something nice. It's easier today to create a legacy than it ever has, and not always in a positive way. I saw this morning a man who basically created a legacy, if you would say so, because I think he's probably going to be remembered for this. He was in a Hardee's restaurant. They messed up his order, and he became enraged. And someone filmed the entire thing. And he is threatening the manager. And the manager steps from behind the counter and tries to run away. And this nut chases her, screaming. And then he goes behind the counter and steals some of the food from the little warming light at the Hardee's and leaves, screaming and cursing the entire time. Now, my guess is that the cops picked him up within 10 minutes. But there again is another legacy. So many people debate the idea of there being cameras all over the place. And nowadays, literally everywhere you go, you're being filmed. And I've always sort of fallen on that side of you should live your life as if you are being filmed. And if we do that, it's easier to keep this idea of what sort of a legacy we are creating in our minds when we're dealing with other people. I'm going to tell you a story that I heard or read years ago, and I presume most of it's true, did not do any research this morning, but it has to do with Alfred Nobel, the creator of the Nobel Prizes, Peace Prize, literature, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This man who created all these wonderful prizes that have inspired people for over 100 years. Well, the story as I hear it, heard it rather, was that back in the 1800s, as the railroads were being built, one of the greatest tools for building railroad crossings through passes and everything was to be able to explode existing rock rather than cut through it with picks and axes. And there were actually crazy people whose jobs, who took the job of transporting liquid nitroglycerin in wagons. Now, we all know how bumpy wagons were and the wooden wheels and everything. So very, very dangerous. Obviously, a lot of people died. So Alfred Nobel supposedly came up with this idea for dynamite, TNT. He took nitroglycerin and he mixed it with sawdust and formed it into little things about the size of a Pringles can, half that size. And then he put a fuse on it, which made it far more stable. If it were not lit, it was far less likely to go off. Now, he could still set it off, et cetera, but it became far more stable. So that was really how Alfred Nobel became rich. He invented TNT. He invented dynamite. Now, one day, Alfred Nobel picked up the newspaper and read his own obituary on the front page. That's right. What had happened actually was that his brother had died, but the newspaper made a mistake and so decided to publish the obituary of Alfred Nobel. Now, they didn't talk about all the great accomplishments. They talked about how dynamite had become weaponized. And they talked about how it had become embedded in cannonballs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and how many people had died as a result of this invention from Alfred Nobel. Can you imagine reading your own obituary and basically being called a mass murderer when you thought you had done good for the world? It was a shocking moment, but it was also a wake-up call. And going forward, what Nobel did was he created a legacy with intention. He established the Nobel Prizes and funded them in perpetuity. He changed his legacy because our legacy is always about what other people think about us. And we can change our legacy. We can. There are relationships that have been healed in the 11th hour, and that changes a legacy. There are people who have opened their hearts, and that changes a legacy. There are people who have become vulnerable. There are people who have become honest, and all of that changes a legacy. A legacy doesn't have to be giving lots of money away, although there's nothing wrong with that. I've always thought about money as water. And it being like in a pan. Imagine like a cookie sheet, right? And it's spread everywhere because it's in a lot of people's pockets. Now, if you spread it over towards me and the cookie sheet goes like this, I'm going to spill it over and give it away and do good with it. That's my legacy. So ask yourself, what is your legacy? You're going to leave one, and it's not going to be neutral. And then today is Monday. Today is that day that we always get to have a brand new beginning. So how are you going to begin today to create your legacy? I look at these jumpstarts as my legacy. I really do. Getting up every single day and doing this, this is my legacy. I think this is what people are going to look back on years from now to see who I was, and what I was trying to do. And I hope that it's a positive thing for a lot of people. So give yourself some time to evaluate what legacy are you already creating and how can you create a better legacy going forward starting today. By the way, a lot of you have a legacy of sharing these every single day. Thank you for that. For those of you who do click share, I appreciate it. And that is how we build our family of positive jumpstarters every single day. So click share now if you haven't already. Meemaw says she's grateful for the ability to start over and try again. Amen. That's a legacy for yourself right there. Mom left us the enchanted cottage on Heaven Hill, says Willow. Willow, what an interesting thing. Willow has already shared. Thank you so much. Anne says, I want people to remember I was kind. You know, throw something in here. Hi, Brit. Brit is in Ireland. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Where was I going with that? Oh, in the movie Harvey, Jimmy Stewart is being interviewed as to whether or not he should have the shot and no longer be insane. He's insane because he's so nice. And he says something brilliant that I've always struggled with. To be honest, I've always struggled with this. He says, you can either be oh so smart or you can be oh so kind. And I find that kind is better. And when I get in groups of people, sometimes because I do read, learn, study all the time, I find myself trying to be that smartest guy in the room when actually people want to remember that you're the kindest guy in the room. Lynn says, family is cruel and greedy. My family disown me over lies. My legacy isn't good, but my life is full of giving and caring others. I should have followed my favorite aunt into nursing, says Lynn Blackman. Linda Starnes says, love your jumpstarts in the complaint-free world. Sharing, thank you, Linda. Aren't you sweet? That's how we build this legacy. How you help me build my legacy. I need to change my profile pic from Easter, says Brid. Yes, I love people and animals. Everything that I bring light into someone's world is a great day, says Lynn. You just helped me with a sticky situation. Kind is better. There you go. It's always better to be kind. Difficult thing to remember, but very, very important. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Build your legacy today. Remember, it's not optional. You're going to be building your legacy. And by the way, tomorrow they're installing my hurricane windows. So I am probably going to be walking around or something. We'll figure it out tomorrow and for the next few days. Enjoy today. Love you all. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high. complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.